This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's get right to it. This is going to be a whole hour, you know, like lightning round stories. Okay, we just got to crank through these because there's so many stories that we need to deal with that have been sent, you know, throughout the week. And I always get a kick out of stuff you send me. And some people say to me, "Where do you find these stories?" I don't find them. You guys find them, and then you send them to me, which I'm good with. I think it's great. Send me the stuff that you got. Please don't send me like these whacktoid, way out stuff that I'm not going to do. You know, I don't do all the conspiracy theories. As you know, Alex Jones could do that for you. And he'll spend hours on the same thing, so you go for it. He probably would love it if he heard that I'm turning listeners on to him. But some of the stuff that, you know, like the state, crazy stuff that we see going on in the colleges, around campuses and cities, these social justice fools. Yeah, I'm not going to call them warriors anymore, because they're really not warriors. They're fools. They think just because it's a thought between their two, between their two ears, it has to be right, it has to be real. So, anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me. A lot I want to talk about. First of all, swallowing balloons to lose weight. What do you think of that? Huh? That work out for you? These are, now, first of all, a study's been done in Paris. Really? One of the places that has some of the richest food on the planet?
And the thinnest people.
And what? They have thin people. That's right. That's good. That's because they all smoke over there. Don't you? You ever see a Parisian? Well, say, this is for you. Oh, maybe it's a joint. I don't know. So weight loss balloons swallowed rather than surgically inserted in the stomach were shown to be safe and effective in preliminary trials in Paris. Now, that's according to findings unveiled last week at a medical conference. So-called the intragastric balloons have been used for decades to help obese patients shed unwanted kilos. Well, that sounds so much more effective, doesn't it? Because I've lost kilos. let's see. Inflated with water. Okay, that's safe. The devices curb hunger and make it easier to diet by inducing a feeling of fullness. Up to now, however, they can only be implanted in the stomach surgically. Now, in a small trial led by Roberta Lenka, a researcher in experimental medicine at at a hospital. 42 obese patients, 29 men and 13 women were fitted with balloons that were swallowed before being inflated with liquid. Now, a catheter is attached to the balloon, which is folded into a capsule. Lenka explained, a doctor fills the balloon via the tiny tube, which is then removed via the mouth. This is disgusting. With a tug. Now, the process takes just a few seconds. The body mass index, BMI, of volunteers varied between 30 and 45. The threshold for obesity is a BMI, one weight in kilos divided by one's height in centimeters. Yeah, oh, that. This is going to work for me. I can't even start. Anyway, I mean, The way I work math, everybody's obese. You know what I'm saying? The balloons remained in the stomach for 16 weeks, during which time patients were put on low-carb, low-calorie diets. At the end of that time, an internal release valve automatically opens and drains the balloon, and then you have to run to the bathroom. No, it's not on there. Which is then excreted. How? Where does the balloon go? How does it get out? Don't send me pictures. Not interested. On the average, volunteers shed more than 15 kilos, which is 33 pounds, which amounted to 31% of excess weight. And there were no serious side effects reported. Well, or they were all hidden, one of the two. After the trial, patients were transitioned to a Mediterranean diet, heavy on vegetables and olive oil. Well, olive oil is good for you. Light on protein and starch. That's a Mediterranean diet? Seriously? The new technique appears to be safe and effective. It's good for weight loss. Because a swallowable balloon does not require endoscopy surgery and an anesthesiologist and all that fun stuff, makes it suitable for a larger population of obese patients, some that aren't responding to a diet or lifestyle treatment. It can also lead to significant, so it doesn't cost as much. But balloons? I mean, not only that, once the balloon is gone, and I know people have had that weight loss surgery, the gastric bypass, you've got to change your way of eating. I mean, for me, it was packing on the pounds because after the show, I'd go chow down. I would be starving, throwing anything down my throat that I could chew on. We had to change that and a couple of other things to help blow off the weight. So if it's useful, God bless you. Use it. And some people, I get it. I see it. It's all right. If it's not, I mean, if it's not safe or may not be safe, that's a big deal. So here's a good one I love. You know, for all you guys that want, that you're okay with online voter regs, you're okay with voting online, all that fun stuff, check this out. So, what is it? The IRS had information stolen. Home Depot had information stolen. Staples had information stolen. Now, a food delivery app called Zomato, although I've never used it, they have now come forward and said they've had 17 million, with an M, yes, million, records stolen from them. Now this is, think about this. This is name, address, phone numbers, city, state, zip, and credit card numbers. Or includes email addresses too. Now you know if you have the email address, you can pretty much find out anybody's information. So, yeah, let's go ahead. You think this presidential election might have been compromised? Let's put it online and watch what happens. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there. Lots happening. All right. Head up to the website, buy my stuff. Okay, I got shirts up there. We have the hashtag stand. Right, there's three different versions of the shirt. Stop letting the other side get away with this. Head over there. You're going to see where the shirts say hashtag Stand for America. Stand to make America great. And stand to resist. You've got to resist. You've got to stand against those people that have those shirts that say resist. Because they're rioters. They're not protesters. Actually, last year I started calling them prioters. Because that's all they are. They don't even get the permits to protest, and then they go riot, and they don't get arrested. Although I will say the last couple of months I've seen a boatload of them get arrested, which is great. About time we start enforcing the law. You know, I hear people say, well, you got to allow them to blow off some steam. Take up boxing, right? You want to blow off some steam? Take off running. Join a football team. There's a whole bunch of ways to burn off steam that are productive and don't rip the city apart. So anyhow, you know, I was in technology 30 years, easy. And you guys that are pushing to vote online, to register online, all that, you're out of your mind. And every time we see what goes on with that, we've seen it happen to Home Depot and Staples and the IRS and so many other services. We've seen what happened to our information. Well, 17 million names were stolen from a delivery company called Zomato. And if you think about it, they get all your information, right? Name, address, phone number, city, state, zip, the whole nine yards, credit card numbers and everything. So let's go ahead and really, we should put that stuff online so that we can go ahead and vote online and register. You know, what could go wrong? Now, the reason this story is even up here, the reason it's even been posted and we're talking about it, is because we're being told this can't happen. We're being told not to worry. Right? So now we've got at least some of these companies or some of these news sources, pseudo-news, that are willing to put it up and talk about it. Now, let me see. The stolen information has user email addresses and hashed passwords. Gunjum Pidar from Zomato wrote on his blog that you could be assured that the passwords of the users were safe. Because hash passwords cannot be converted, decrypted, or put back into plain text. Except that we're also told that they can't hack into your equipment. That you spend all kinds of money on security, that everything's good, right? So the sanctuary of your password is intact, he said, in case you use the same password for other services. But if you're paranoid about security, in other words, we're so good you can trust us. We're so good that you can trust us to protect your information that we really do have your password encrypted, even though we don't have the machine encrypted that they broke in on to be able to get the information. Yeah, okay, that works. So if you're paranoid, go ahead and change your password. I mean, is that condescending or what? Dude, they broke into your equipment. The equipment that I trusted that had my information on it. You told me it was safe the first time. I'm supposed to believe you again? Zomato has logged out the affected areas and as a precaution, they have reset the passwords for all affected users and logged them out of the app and the website. Our team is actively scanning all possible breach vectors. Well, it sounds like terms out of Star Trek, right? All breach vectors are closing any gaps in our environment. So far, it looks like an internal human security breach. Some employees development account got compromised. Right? When you think we'll find out it's more than 17 million? Or how many people do they actually have on the system? Now, they say that payment-related information in Zomato is stored separately from the data, the regular data. It's on a compliance server. No payment information or credit card data has been stolen. I don't know if I believe that. I've spent too many years in computers to believe that. Now, Zomato said that they are working on plugging the security gaps. He sent an email out not only to users of the system, but also to his employees. He says that there's over 121 million users of Zomato every month, and that they've safeguarded all that info. But how do you trust somebody? How do you believe somebody who from day one has been telling you they got everything covered? It's all cool, right? And then you find out maybe it's not so cool. And then they break in and they say, well, we thought we had it covered. Well, apparently you didn't have it covered. So what makes me believe that you have it covered this time? Okay. I gave her kudos earlier on the show. USA's Kara McCullough. Because she was willing to stand up there and say that health care was not a right. It was a privilege. But guess what happened? She caved. I wish you people stop. That's why you need my shirt. This is stand.
Hashtag stand. You want to stand for your rights. You want to stand for your right for freedom of speech. And the other funny thing about this is if you listen to her giving her speech, or giving the answer, I should say, people were applauding her. Why would you backtrack? See, those people had to be at work today from 9 to 5. They had no time to beat you up on Facebook or somewhere else. They had to be at work. Newly crowned Miss USA Kara McCullough clarified her remarks on health care. Especially after all the aggravation. I don't want to give them much credit, but after they started beating on her online and social media. She said, I'm privileged to have health care, and I do believe that it should be a right, McCullough 25 said today. And where did she say it? Not on Fox News, on Good Morning America. She said, I hope and pray moving forward that health care is a right for all worldwide. She continued, I just want people to see where I was coming from. Having a job, I have to look at health care like it's a privilege. Well, what's the difference? Now, McCullough, she's a chemist at the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission. Now, think about that. Who's she working for? The government, all right? A whole bunch of liberal people around her? Miss USA a winner calls health care a privilege until she gets pounded on. Now, she was asked during the pageant if affordable health care is a right for all Americans. McCullough replied to the host, Juliana Huff, I'm definitely going to say it's a privilege. I'll take privilege, Mike, for $200. As a government employee, I'm... That's weird. Oh, no. I know what happened. Never mind. As a government employee... All right. Well, we're going to deal with this. We're going to go to break. And then when we come back, it'll all work. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. Oh, it's a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And yes, I got the headsets on now. You know what that tells you, right? The wireless ones died. Wireless always makes me crazy and nervous, but hey, whatever. Technology's changing, got to keep up, but I'm still not voting online. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, Carol from Pittsburgh, thank you for joining the show today. Also, David from Nevada. And Ron from Illinois. Yeah, Ron, I feel sorry for you there. Hopefully you're not close to Chicago. You know what I'm saying? Really, seriously, those people need help. They need a lot of help. And I don't mean that. I'm not joking. They need a lot of help. They need somebody. They need a government that really cares for them. They need somebody that will actually come in and clean the place up. They need someone that really, you know, when they say they care for their people. Trump was so right when he said, look, you've been voting for them for 60 years, and look what it's got you. I just really wish, and I got to tell you, I know some of you are hardcore Trump people, and I don't dislike the man at all. Don't get me wrong. But I wish he'd come in there and done exactly what he said. You know, this is the time to ignore them, those other yo-hos, the time to ignore them is when you first got in the office, day one, start repealing those things, start sealing up the border. I would just plow through, and I would do to them, to the Democrats, what they're doing to him right now. I would have them jumping through hoops, running around like their butts were on fire, trying to put the fire out. Do you know what I'm saying? That's what I would be doing. No, I'm not better than him. I'm not smarter than him. I don't know more than he does. But you can bet your butt there would have been, again, there would have been more I'd be doing than just this right now. Because basically, he's having it. Well, he's not having to. He shouldn't be dealing with everything they say. He really shouldn't. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Back to our Miss USA winner. Right? Why? See, she is a young girl. Young woman, excuse me. Now, some of you get mad when I say that, but you know how I mean it. You know, if you know where somebody's heart is, why do you care the way they put it down? So she's on Good Morning America, and she, you know, is apologizing for the way it came out. I wouldn't apologize for anything. I don't believe she was confused. She's a nuclear physicist, for God's sakes. Or chemist, I'm sorry. How dumb can you be? She goes on to say, as a government employee, I was granted health care. And I see firsthand that for some, for, um,
for one to have health care, you need to have jobs. No, really? She said at the time, so therefore, we need to continue to cultivate this environment that we've given the opportunity to have health care as well as jobs to all Americans, to all American citizens worldwide. Hello? Jobs and health care to American citizens worldwide. I'm sorry, maybe I'm misunderstanding her. My God. McCullough said on the Good Morning America show today that that she was not at all surprised by the backlash she received online. I believe that it's what America is based on, like having opinions and views, she said, but would like to take just a moment to clarify what she said. McCullough also drew attention during the pageant when she revealed she prefers the term equalism as opposed to feminism. Why did she draw ire with that? I mean, doesn't the majority of those yo-hos believe that it's all about equality? Nope. She says, I try not to consider myself like this diehard, like, come on, you're Miss America. Can we drop the likes? I don't really care about men, she said at the pageant. But one thing I'm going to say is, though, women, we are just as equal as men when it comes to opportunity in the workplace. Oh, that must have really sent it to the roof. McCullough also sought to clarify that comment as well, telling GMA today that she believes that women deserve a lot when it comes to opportunity in the workplace. For me, where I work at the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, equalism is more of a term of understanding that no matter your gender, you are still just kind of given the same accolades on your work. I believe that if a person does a good job, they should be, well, you know, credited for that. I don't know. I must live in an altered universe because I didn't have these problems. I didn't see these problems. We didn't have these problems in our business. Everybody was equal. You get the job done, you get paid. You don't get the job done, you get fired. It really was that simple. The most productive person got a bonus. I didn't check to see what gender you were, what color you were, how tall, how short, how fat, how thin. None of that mattered. You know, the only color, I haven't said this in a long time, right? The only color that matters in a boardroom. There's only one color. You know what it is? It's green. That's the only color anybody cares about. How much money are you making? What are you putting to the bottom line? That's what matters. Now, McCullough is the daughter of the now-retired U.S. Navy Chief Petty Officer, was born in Naples, Italy, and raised in Virginia Beach, Virginia, before she made Washington, D.C. her home. Now, she said she hopes to travel the country and use her platform as Miss America to help spark children's interest in science and math. Now, I think that's great. As long as she stays away from the, you know, feminist garbage, all the equality and everybody has help, as long as she stays away from all that stuff, fine. Get kids ginned up. Get them excited about math and science. I think that'd be wonderful. Considering, like, America's, like, the U.S. is 40th in the world when it comes to math and science, which is just embarrassing to no end. But just think if we spent all the money and energy that we're spending ripping down, you know, Confederate flags, having white privilege, anti-white privilege classes on campuses. Think if we spent some decent money on teaching math and science in school. What do you think? You think maybe we'd be a little sorry? I mean, that stuff wouldn't mean anything. We educate our kids better, that stuff won't mean anything. McCullough herself is a graduate of South Carolina State University. She also plans to continue working on her outreach program, Science Exploration for Kids. Her win marked the second year in a row that Miss District of Columbia won the Miss USA competition. You think they're stacking the deck there or what? No, I'm just kidding. See, I'm not looking for controversy here. I think it's cool. I don't care if the same state wins 27 times in a row. What's it matter? She went on to say, I don't know if it's in the water or just the area, but the opportunity and just the women coming out of their... Hey, I wonder if you're a male and you want to identify as a female and go into Miss America pageant, if they let you do that. Can you imagine that old 57-year-old guy in a bikini out there doing his little baton twirl? I'd pay him to do that.
I can't wait to see it happen.
I want to see them turn that one down, because that'll be funny. I mean, it would probably be the first time
It'd probably be the first time in forever that I would watch the Miss America pageant, because I'm not watching it now. I wouldn't watch it now. I have no reason to turn it on now. But wouldn't that be cool? Yeah, then I would. So, what have we got? Okay. I'm just looking, like I said, it's a smorgasbord tonight. I'm just going to start picking stories. I guess we can give him credit for this. The presidents of Boston College and the University of Notre Dame both have refused to sign a pledge with the NCAA committing to ethnic and racial diversity. So, in other words, to be part of it, they have to sign a pledge that says that they're going to make sure they hire using ethnic and racial diversity measurements. And I'm going to go back to what I said before. Why wouldn't we want the best person for the job, period? Why do you want a decision skewed? So we're pouring through, psychology professor applications. And the first question I'm going to ask, so what percentage are we everywhere else? We got enough blacks? We got enough Hispanics? We got enough women? We got enough transgenders or gays? What numbers are those the numbers we're going to use? And then what if we don't have enough Hispanics? I'll say Italians because everybody else will get mad. But, what if we don't have enough Hispanics? And we go down the list and we see, okay, the Hispanic person that would qualify for this job is 17th on the list. That's how bad they are in this case. But we got to hire them because we got to meet the racial quota. This all went away years ago. It all should have gone away years ago. It should have nothing, absolutely nothing to do with color. And everything at all in the world to do with your ability, how smart you are, what you can make happen. What do you think? Everybody with me or not? Right, she went, oh, God. The NCAA has been explicitly encouraging presidents and chancellors to sign its pledge. And they want to do it for promoting diversity and gender equality. I don't know how this does that. I really don't. Because forcing people to do stuff works so well. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far.
Prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321-321.
The 300 Blackout is an incredible rifle, and Infidel Body Armor is giving one away in just a few days. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter. Hi, I'm Chad, the owner of Infidel Body Armor. I want you to be prepared. So not only am I giving away a rifle, I'm offering sweet deals on armor, smoke grenades, night vision, and other gear you need to survive the coming collapse. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park. Meantime, we are back. You're listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Tell me where I'm off. Seriously, I don't think I am. But tell me where I'm off. I always enjoy a good conversation. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing, Bible Thumping, YK, and become a member. Now, seriously, become a regular member. Of the Real Side. I used to call it my politically incorrect posse. Maybe I should start calling it that again, huh? I like it. And I don't know why I stopped. Anyway. Yeah, become a member of the politically incorrect posse. I always appreciate the time that you guys spend with me. If you go to the website, it's on the right-hand side, just underneath joining our listeners club, give me your email address. I send out an email once a week to let you know what the shows are going to be about, what the topic's going to be about, who we're going to have on the show. Isn't that hard? So, right there, you're going to see support us. We're on Patreon. And if you click on that, it'll take you to the website that allow you, you know, give $5 a month, $3 a month, $10 a month, whatever it is you decide you want to give to help the cause, to help keep the information flowing and getting out there. As I told you earlier, many of us are being squelched trying to get the message out. It's nothing new. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And thank you so much for being with me this evening. Okay, let's see. You know, I love some of these stories that you guys send me. I love them so much that I can't get through them all. And that makes me even more nuts. Oh, I just had them up here. The ones that I wanted, anyway. This makes for good radio, right?
No.
Hey, they can talk amongst themselves while I find the story. I just had the story up here. And then it went away. The, let me see, that's the kid that was arrested at 7 years old. They put handcuffs on him. I don't like that one. This one will work. The social justice warriors. And I told you, I wasn't going to call them social. I got to stop calling them social justice warriors. Let's start calling them social justice freaks. How's that? I'm going to use that. Because they're really not. Really, when you get down to it, they've been told they're a social justice warrior, but they're not. Because they're just a bunch of thugs. So in Richfield, Minnesota, dozens of social justice warriors disrupted a Minnesota school board meeting. They were yelling at board members and forcing them to take cover over the decision to terminate a local bilingual outreach worker. Now, the protesters with the group Social Justice Education Movement yelled, "Shame on you," and toted signs reading, "Rehire Jesse now," as board members voted to fire Jesse Martinez, a bilingual outreach worker and a Black Lives Matter advocate. Now, I am sure, before I go through the rest of this with you, let's see, I'm sure you have more than two brain cells rubbed together if you're listening here. I am sure that him simply being a member of the Black Lives Matter movement is not what pushed him out, is not what got him fired. Now, the protesters claim that the district officials retaliated against Martinez for pushing a plan for Richfield STEM school employees to wear Black Lives Matter shirts. The school officials contended that that's not the case at all. No members of staff have been disciplined formally or informally for advocacy related to Black Lives Matter or any other social justice or any other advocacy on behalf of the students and families. Now, according to the local news source, Martinez and her advocates claim months of harassment and intimidation occurred following her scuttled plan to wear the T-shirts in a blog post. I wonder if they wore a shirt, Christian Lives Matter. You think they would have got in trouble for that? Mm-hmm. Maybe that's our next shirt, right? Christian Lives Matter? In a blog post, the SGEM provided an alleged timeline of the events that led to her termination, an account that Martinez, who attended the chaotic May 15th board meeting, says is accurate. So the teacher said, yeah, that's how it went down. Now, according to the SJEM, Martinez was terminated for communicating with principal candidate at the STEM school, who is also her supervisor at the after-school program where she works. Many of the protesters on Monday board meeting were chanting in Spanish and repeatedly disrupted the board regular. Now, see, if I'm a board member and I speak English, how does chanting in Spanish help you? I don't know what you're saying, and I don't want a translator. Several activists spoke, you know, on behalf of Martinez, 24-year-old, who has worked in the district for 5 years. One of the speakers even attempted to use a crying child at the ruckus meeting to persuade board members to ignore administrators. You know, I love this. Isn't that perfect? So they brought a child. They used a kid. They used a kid who was crying, probably colicky or upset or what have you, to make enough noise so the board members couldn't hear the administrators recommending the termination of Martinez. Now, you know, when it gets like that, the board members are allowed to clear the room. When people are unruly and out of control, you can clear the room. Now, they're holding up the kid. Now, this is supposed to be an anonymous child, right? They hold a kid up, and the speaker, who was trying to keep Martinez from being fired, said, yeah, the baby needs Jessica Martinez. Right? The baby needs Martinez. Like this is the savior. Look at the stunts that they use. Yelling, screaming, using a crying baby to make it hard for the board members to hear. Now, the chairwoman, Christine Malik, said, I've reviewed the disciplinary documentation with the Human Resources Department, Malik said. After full consideration, it's clear the administration had followed the board policies for discipline and termination. Now, which means it's not the Martinez knew exactly why the board was taking this action. This is nothing new. Once members officially voted to fire Martinez, the protesters became more aggressive, forcing the board to recess on two occasions and eventually taking refuge behind closed doors when the agitators circled the dais. Walking up the dais is not the smartest thing to do in a board meeting. See, you have a right of freedom of speech. You don't have a right of freedom of stupidity. You can't bully other people. It's irritating to me that the ones that scream bullying the most are the ones that are doing most of the bullying. The ones that scream fairness and equality the most are the ones that keep trying to take our rights away. They want to lord over us. They want to tell us what to believe and what not to believe. Now, the mob eventually left the meeting room chanting, we'll be back. Good. Come on back. The board members returned after social justice warriors left and adjourned the meeting. Two police officers escorted board members to their cars afterwards. School board vice chairwoman Crystal Blake, or Brake, later told Facebook to justify the board's vote, or took to Facebook to justify her vote. Having asked many questions, spoken with multiple people to understand what had taken place, I do believe the recommendation before us is justified. Now, what is really funny is on these HR issues, the thing that people aren't totally honest about is you cannot talk about everything. It's illegal. It's against the law. The board has no right to put the personal information of an employee they're terminating out there. Now, the one being terminated can do it all they want to. And I personally was, being on a board, I would stick up for myself if somebody said something not out of emotion, not out of craziness like that, but to be specifically spiteful and hateful, I would push back. It's just my nature. It's just what I do. Unlike Trump, though, I don't get really extremely stupid. And we should push back. This is why we're in so much trouble with this stuff, because we don't. We don't push back on them. We don't make them eat their words. Right? Anyway, here's another one. I love these stories because I don't know if I can get through this, but I'm going to try. This Catholic college campus, they may change their Crusader name because it's offensive. Now, last I checked, there were Christian Crusaders, right? There are still Crusades to bring the message of Christ all around the world. You look up what a Crusade means. How about we start, instead of making up words as we go or just deciding that something doesn't feel good, why don't we do it the right way? That way we truly can all be equal. We can all be on the same page. We can all be thinking the same way. I don't mean drones. I mean, at least we have the information to work from. The College of the Holy Cross is considering changing the school team name to from the Crusaders because of its connection to the Crusades in the Middle Ages. Holy Cross Professor Mark Freeman suggested that there are both good and compelling reasons to keep the name, and there are good and compelling reasons to replace it. These guys make me crazy. Now, according to the Holy Cross website, the college has maintained the Crusader team name since 1925. The president of Worcester, Massachusetts College, Reverend Philip Burroughs, sent out a letter to the alumni volunteers saying that he plans to begin in the fall with a thoughtful dialogue about the college's identity, mission, and values. Well, it's a Christian college, right? Catholic college. Yeah. College of the Holy Cross. So why wouldn't you keep the names? Why wouldn't you use names that are familiar to the Catholic and Christian faith? Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being on Facebook, being on the website and watching live and listening live. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. A lot more coming up. Tomorrow night, we have Xander Gibbon with us, as we do every week. Start the weekend off with him. I think you'll enjoy it. I think you'll have a lot of fun. Hey, have a great rest of the day, and God bless.